Just lift your hands wherever you are. Lift your hands, lift your hands. Lavruska vandieska te kenamandro. Rabrun mushka da vandieska te kenama. Labraska taya. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your glory. I pray that this morning already you'll begin to open up our eyes, open up our spirits, open up our hearts in every area, that we may have what you have for us, that we may receive what you have for us. Even as I'm going to go into the subject of angelic visitation, may there be no offense sitting here. May there be no unforgiveness, no one harboring unforgiveness. May your love be upon this place. May your love knit us together in a bond of love. May your power be present. May a holier hunger fall upon your people. As we have prayed week after week during this fast, on a Monday and a Sunday, crying out for a spiritual hunger, crying out for a holy hunger. Let your words fall upon fruitful ground. Anoint my mouth with the words of revelation this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give him one praise offering, church. Amen, amen. You guys can have your seats. And we're getting ready to just get into the message. And I'm not going to be long this morning. I just want to say thank you for being here. And, you know, if I haven't gotten it through to many yet, and many take it lightly, I'm not a person that really, I'm different. Sometimes I like to socialize, sometimes I don't. My strength lies in, how can I say it? And I've shared that with you guys. We've preached on the secret place, I think, in the old church. And my strength lies when I spend time in the secret place. Are you with me? Are you guys with me? Okay, or are you at home? Okay, some people thinking at home what I'm going to eat. You know, where you think is where you are. You know, angels travel by the speed of thought, not the speed of light. The reason I'm touching on angels is because I believe God is going to bring a visitation. And I believe that visitation is going to entail the activities of angels. I want you to be sensitive. So this morning I'm going to lay a foundation, and then we're going to take it every service higher and higher and higher in the Spirit. And you'll see by Tuesday, there's a place that I've seen the Spirit that will happen, that I'm working towards. Don't miss it. Invite friends. Invite families. I believe that this conference is the conference where we will experience Shekinah and the Kavod glory of God. I believe every person will be touched here. And if it will be an error if a person comes into this place, this conference, and not feel God. Are you guys with me? And not encounter God. And He'll set you free. So listen. In the Bible makes reference of angels and heavenly beings 371 times. Are you guys with me? I'm going to just go through some points with you, then I'm going to get into preaching. But these points are quite important. Angels, they appear to you in a real physical, empirical and ethereal world of cognitive communication. What I mean by that is that angels come into the physical realm, they're in heaven, and they're in the spiritual world. They seem to move, according to scripture, angels seem to move according to the speed of thought, not light. Are you guys with me? If any of you have been in the spirits, if any of you have been had a vision, you will understand that you travel by the speed of thought. So that is just how it works. Are you guys with me? So, and don't worry, we get into scriptures for everything. Go with me to Hebrews chapter number 1, verse number 14. And I'm touching on this subject because it is a rejected subject in the body of Christ. And they are not all, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Say with me, minister. The word minister means to provide every need. Are you guys with me? When Jesus says, the Bible says Jesus went for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, tempted by the devil. And afterwards, he was hungry. Then the Bible says, then angels came and ministered unto him. What did they minister unto him? His needs. He was hungry. They came to give him some food. Are you guys with me? Throughout scripture, you will see that angels will give Elijah, will give the people, will give prophets and so on. They'll give them food. Angels are there to minister to all your needs. Listen, listen, listen. I'm going to break this stigma today. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? We believe in God. We believe in Jesus. The problem is we also only believe in demons after that and not angels. All we think is devil this, devil that, demon this, demon that. If I walk into this house, is it, what demons am I seeing? Ooh, I'm feeling something funny here. It's okay to believe, but why are we never sensing angels? The more you think about demons, you attract them. The more you think about angels, you attract them. The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse number 2, my angel, my holy angels, excels in strength, giving heed to the word of God. When we speak the word of God, we give the angels speed and strength to do their action. But when we speak things that are not the word of God, negative things, speaking against this minister, speaking against this minister, we're beginning to attract demons into our lives. Are you guys with me? Listen, listen. Angels, the function of angels, they functioned as helpers. They functioned as protectors, as proclaimers, as dispersers of, they came to give revelation. They function as guardians, as ministering spirits, and they came to execute the divine will of God. Listen, how many angels are there? Let me just say something. And this is, I'm not saying this is entirely correct, but this is how the theologians could work out the amount of angels that there are. Now, it says in the one verse in the scripture, in Hebrews, let me just get the scripture. It says in Hebrews that there's an innumerable company of angels. You don't have to go to the scripture. It says there's an innumerable company of angels. But then it goes on and it says in the book of Revelation, it says this. Let me just read this for you quickly. I want to tell you how many angels you have. Are you with me? The Bible says clearly, it says that we have every child. Go with me to Matthew 18, verse number 10. Listen to this. Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, these children. For I say to you that in heaven, there, say with me there, angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Not one other scripture tells you that those angels are departing from those children. That tells me that every person, as they're growing up, have angels. Are you guys with me? That's what the scripture says. Another one, Peter was taken out of prison by an angel. When he came to the church, angel led him to the church. The church was praying for him. When he knocked on the door, the servant lady Rhonda went and opened the door. And she saw that it was Peter. And she went and told the church. And the church says, no, it must be Peter's angel. They were used to the doctrine of angels, if I can say it like that. That it became a normal facet in their everyday life. Don't even open the door for him. It's just Peter's angel. I mean, dear God, at least open the door. It's an angel. You understand what I'm saying? They understood and had a revelation of angels. But because we have been westernized, when I say westernized, we're living in a westernized civilization. We have become dull to spiritual things and open to natural things, and we despise spiritual things. That is why we don't have encounters anymore. God wants our hearts to change. He wants our spirits to grow. Are you guys with me? Angels will play an incredible amount. My team and I, we've seen angels fly through our cars while we're driving to protect us. And you see an accident right next to us. I've seen angels walking into my room. I've seen angels coming into a circle. These things are real. Amen. Listen, let's look at how many angels there are. Put on for me Revelation 5 verse 10. I know I'm jumping over the show. I want you just to understand angels as we go into this conference. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Next verse. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures. So there's not only angels, there's also creatures. And the elders, there's elders, not even creatures. And the number of them, listen to them, the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Now, if you take that phrase and you numerically add it up, you get to the number 100 trillion angels. Are you guys with me? Now, if you take how many people on the earth? 7 billion? Okay. Now, if you take 100 trillion divide by 7 billion, you get 14,285 angels per person. But one angel killed 180,000 people in the Old Testament. One angel, yet we're sitting available to us 14,000 angels according to how we worked it out. And we wonder, why is things not happening in our lives? I'll show you now how it works. Listen, I'll show you now how the activity, how the operation of angels works. Listen, you know, the Bible says that some people fall in the presence of angels. They fall on their faces. Some do not. Because some angels appear as light, as a form of light. Others appear in the form of humans. Are you with me? Angels can make choices to serve God or not. You have angels assigned to you, as I just said now, from childhood. Angels can see God's face. The Bible says that there are angels in heaven who look upon God's face. Angels can look like people. And scholars will tell you, every believer has an angel that looks like them. That's what scholars will say, because of Peter's portion of scripture. Are you guys with me? Many of you have heard testimonies where men of God, they were in one place and then they were seen somewhere else preaching while they are here. Okay? Or angels are assigned to nations. Okay? Angels do not die. Some angels collect our prayers. The book of Revelation says they have a golden censer and with which they collect the prayers of the saints and present it before the throne. Angels have great authority. One angel will bind Satan himself and throw him in the lake of fire. One. We have 14,000. Okay? Angels fly through heaven. They fly through heaven. Angels will declare the end time. We are not to worship angels. Look, you guys know Colossians says you don't have to go there. Let me just read the scripture. It says, let no one cheat you out of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. That scripture is there just in balance that we don't worship angels. The problem is the church has taken only that scripture and threw out the reality of angels. There's one that says we mustn't do it. And there's there's thousands, 371 other references made to angels in the Bible. Okay? So we are to treat angels with respect of their created order. That's fine. Angels are holy. Angels rejoice when someone gets saved. When one person gets saved, the Bible says that angels rejoice in heaven. Are you guys with me? They rejoice in the presence of God. Angels can destroy people and cities. Angels can cook for you and feed you. Angels have their own language. My second encounter with an angel was in the language of an angel that spoke to me. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, though you pray with tongues of angels and with the tongues of men. Are you guys with me? So, the true complete nature of angels is beyond human understanding. Which means, I want to read you a scripture. Don't put it on the screen. Judges 13 verse 18, it says, and the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask my name, seeing it is so wonderful? He's saying, listen here, my name is so wonderful, which means secret, remarkable, and beyond your understanding. If I tell you my name, your mind will not be able to conceive it. So angels goes beyond human understanding. Angels have none attributes of God. Are you guys with me? They are not omnipotent. They are not omnipresent. And they are not omniscient. So they don't have the attributes of God. Angels existed before the earth was created. And this is quite powerful. The Bible says that while God formed the earth in the book of Job, the morning stars and the angels were watching from afar off, from another place, looking as God created and formed the earth. Angels can never understand salvation. The Bible says when they look at us, If you're sitting in this place and you're saved, they look at you and marvel and wished that they could have been like you, because they can never testify, stand on a stage and testify of God's goodness, because they were never a sinner whose sins were washed clean and is now saved. They do not have that revelation and that understanding. That's why the Bible says the angels look at you and marvel. Come on, are you guys with me? Because you have something they don't have. You have tasted of the blood of Jesus Christ they haven't had. That's why when you're going to walk into heaven, the Bible says there's a reference that the angels will be in awe. Some of them will bow down before you as you walk into heaven, because you have tasted salvation. You have known how it is to be far away from God and to be now close to Him. Okay? Angels are strong. Angels are mighty. And there's scriptures for all of this. I'm not going to go into all of this. There are different sizes of angels. There are different sizes of angels. And so it goes on. But listen, listen, listen. I don't want to be too long. We'll finish in about 10 minutes or so. Just stay with me. Just stay with me. Listen. Let me give you the order of angels. There are 16. And you can write it down if you want. You can get the sermon afterwards. There are 16 angels and heavenly beings that the Bible speaks about. And they have 16 functions. I'm just going to go quickly through them. The first one is what we call the angel of God's presence. The angel of God's presence found in Isaiah. Then you have number two, the angel of God. I'm going to say it again. The angel of God is found in Exodus. I'm not going to go through all of you. You can read the scriptures at home. The angel of God. Number three, we have the angel of the Lord. That's also found in Exodus. Number four, we have archangels. Are you guys with me? Many of you know archangels. Archangels are there. They are one of the highest order. They are the highest form of cherubims. They have great splendor. They are the wisest of all of heaven's creation. They are covered with 9 precious stones, eyes. They are covered with gold. They are beautiful. Those are archangels. Then number five, we have what we call cherubims. There are at least 7 of them according to scripture. They have feet. They have 4 wings. And it goes on. Lightning comes out of them. They guard the Garden of Eden. They have appearance like brass and torch. They are covered in amber like gold. Number six, we have seraphims. I call these angels, angels of fire. They have fire all around them. Seraphims. In fact, they are called the fiery ones. They surround themselves around the throne. They fly around the throne. They are the ones that cry out, holy, holy, holy. When the fire of God comes, that's why when a Christian is baptized with fire, carrying the fire around them, they get a revelation of God's holiness. Are you guys with me? They have also 6 wings. 7. You have what we call watchers. In Daniel chapter number 4, Daniel speaks of watchers. Watchers carry great authority. They observe, they report. Devil also have watchers. Remember, the devil imitates what God has already created. Are you guys with me? Many times I've done deliverances and we'll have watchers watching us while we do deliverances. Fast for many days and do a deliverance and you'll understand what I mean. Okay. Watchers, but God also has watchers. They give Him a report. They decree things. So it goes on. Then you have the angel of death, which was also a watcher. Point number 8. Angels. The number 8 is rulers and principalities. These are angels that put kings and princes in their place and put governments in place. Are you guys with me? Ephesians, Colossians, Romans. Number 9. You have thrones. Thrones is also a heavenly being. It is to control nations or kingdoms. That's in Daniel 7 verse 9. The prince of Persia was a throne. So then you have number 10, which we call powers. So with your powers, powers and authority, they move armies in the cause of nations to rise above other nations. They cause armies. They create wars. They defend wars. Those are powers. Then you have 11, dominions. These are all in the Bible. You thought they were just angels, huh? You thought it's just angels and that is it. There are many. Are you guys? Jesus. You can leave if you want to. I'm serious. Okay, maybe I'm going to stop here. Okay. And then we go about the names later. The 11th one is dominions. That is can you also see in the book of Daniel? The book of Daniel is the most descriptive book regarding regarding angels. The book of Daniel. They are over regions and tribal issues, dominions. Then you have mights, power also. It's to empower or conquer or overthrow nations, a tribe, and a city. Then you have the word, normal word, which we know, angels. These are God's logistical agents. They boast of God. They celebrate. They excel in strength. These are the ones that we call holy angels. They are the ones that if you see an angel, you will usually see these ones. Okay? Are you guys with me? They come to deliver a message. They arrange things to happen. They even come in the form of human beings. Then you have hosts. They are parallel to being God's butlers, if I can say it like that. They minister, they wait, and they serve God. They seek to please God. They fulfill His pleasure. The book of Psalms speaks all over of them. They're in God's throne room, and they serve Him. Then number 15, living wheels. Ezekiel speaks of a wheel within a wheel turning. That is not a vision that he saw of actual wheels. It was a heavenly being that is active. There were eyes involved in those wheels. Are you guys with me? Making a sound. Those, they have numerous eyes. They make great tremorous noise. And they speak of judgment that is coming. Then we have the 16th heavenly being, which speaks in Zechariah, is Ishai, which is the woman, the winged woman in the book of Revelation that is going to come and do certain things. So those are 16 heavenly beings that the Bible speaks of. Angels and heavenly beings. Are you guys with me? Say with me, angelic visitation. Go with me to Hebrews 1 verse 7. I won't be long. Hebrews 1 verse 7. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. What he's actually saying here, if you take it out of the book of Hebrew, in the Greek, sorry, he says, who makes his angels spirits, who makes his angels breath and wind. Do you know that wind is activities of angels? If you study the scripture, when you hear the wind blow outside here, it's activities of angels. Number two, when he says, and he makes his ministers a flame of fire, it actually means this. He makes his ministers lightning bolts, which is also angels. Are you guys with me? That's what that scripture is saying. Hebrews, go for it to Hebrews 1 verse 14. And then I'm going to leave you with 3 points and we'll close over there. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? As I said to you, they minister to every need. Angels are there to minister not for us, but with us. Are you guys with me? No one can command an angel. Nobody can order an angel to go around. They're there to minister with us, not for us. So listen, I wrote a few points down here. Go with me to Daniel 10, verse number, let's read from verse number 1. Daniel 10, verse number 1. Let me just see. I know this morning I'm not preaching, we're just laying. I want to lay this foundation for you for tonight, for Monday night and Tuesday night. Are you guys with me? I want you, when angels come in here, that you know how to be sensitive. You know that it is, you know how to respond. It doesn't get flaky and weird, okay? It's just angels. We've had angels. We have recording audio. I have recording audio of a church in the United States where I preached at. And I have the audio. I think it's on YouTube. I must just take it off. Where I was worshiping with one piano player, just playing piano, and me standing and singing and worshiping, and I would begin to sing holy, 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 and there was a church of about 50, now they almost 500, church of 50, and we're singing holy, and all of a sudden, the choir behind me began to sing holy, 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 and when I looked, people began to fall on the floor all over the place, screaming, saying they're hearing angels, carrying on. It just went on. We have the recording, singing holy, holy, holy. I'll play it to you one day. I just put the mic down. I walked out to the office. I sat in the office for like an hour. I went out. I tried to get the pastor out because he was on the floor. I said, do you hear the angels singing? The whole church, about for 2 hours, out on the floor, just hearing holy, holy, with no voices behind me. Are you guys with me? Angels are real. But they decide to appear or not by virtue of our belief or our unbelief. So, Daniel chapter number 10, verse number 1. it says, in the year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time, Belshazzar, that's a powerful name, but the appointed time was long. I think I must call myself that. I think I must name my Belshazzar. Nobody will mess with you when you're called Belshazzar. And he understood the message. Listen, Daniel understood the message and he had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. How many of you have fasted for 3 weeks? Okay. He has been fasting for 3 weeks. He ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself until 3 whole weeks was fulfilled. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of a great river, that is the Tigris, he goes on, he says, I lifted my eyes. Everybody said, lifted my eyes. He says, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with the gold of Upas. The phrase lifted of eyes means I opened my spiritual eyes. I don't know if you guys are getting this. People, look here. There's a way of lifting. We think when we say lifting eyes, like, I lift my eyes. No. This is a phrase that's used all over, that whenever they say lifting up of eyes, they see God, or they see an angel, or God says, Abram, lift up your eyes, and as far as you can see, what see? I will give it to you in the spirit, lifting up your eyes. There's a way to open up your spiritual eyes. Lifting up the eyes. In this part, we see that Daniel fasted for 3 weeks and his eyes was opened. And I know some of you don't want to fast, okay? That's why you don't see angels. And you'll see now what angels do. So listen. Say with me, lifting up of eyes. And I'm not here to preach love, forgiveness, joy, and peace. We'll do that after the conference, okay? I'm here to give you a revelation, a meet. So his body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. But a great terror fell upon them, so they fled and they hid themselves. Therefore, I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty. In me, I retained no strength, yet I heard the sound of his words. And while I heard the sound of his words, I was in a deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on my palms of my hands. And he said to me, so here's the scripture, if you pray for somebody and they shake, okay? These people that say this stuff isn't in the Bible. And he said to me, O Daniel, man, greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand, say with me, set my heart to understand. That is the first key for the activation or to see activity of angels. No one that just comes to church for whatever, and they leave. You must come with an intentional behavior. I want to encounter God. You come to church, I don't want to hear about him. I want to see him. I want to encounter him. It's intentional. You're setting your heart towards it. Number two, he says, since the first day you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself. Say with me, humble. Humility before your God. He says, your words were heard and I have come because of your words. Say with me, words. That means if Daniel did not say certain words, this angel would not have come. Are you guys with me? The question is, if Daniel did not pray certain words, would this angel have come? Which means, I hope you guys understand. Up until Martin Luther King, the church believed that salvation was automatic. Only some could be saved. Are you guys with me? Then Martin Luther King realized, but no, wait, he came. I think then the Protestants came out and he realized, but the just shall live by faith. Now everybody could get saved by faith. Martin Luther King was given that revelation. Then people began to think and have a theory, and even still today, that healing is a sovereign act of God. It only happens if it's God's will. Healing is God's will. So it must happen. But it's not of us to pray for anybody or anything. No. I said to you last time, God works with the participation of man. He says, you lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Are you guys with me? You cast out devils. You this. The same thing with angels. Angels are not automatic, and they are not. They do not come only by the sovereignty of God. They come with an initiation from man's side, where Daniel said certain words and caused the angel to appear, where Cornelius was in his house praying, fasting, giving alms, doing things intentionally, wanting, having a desire and a hunger. The Bible says he was a devout man who feared God, him and his whole household. It was intentional, and an angel appeared to him, and the Gentiles received salvation from that day onwards, which means that angels does not come only by the sovereignty of God. It needs the intervention of man and God together. So don't sit in your room and wait. Same thing with prophecy. If I prophesy over somebody, if we say this and this and this is going to happen, and they don't go into it, then they say, but this is a false prophet. Prophecy is conditional. Only 1% of prophecy is unconditional. There's maybe 2 or 3 references of it in the Bible. One of them was when God said to Eve, and he said to the serpent, he said, you shall go with your belly on the dust of the earth, and if you shall give birth in pain, you shall give birth in pain. And thirdly, the woman will crush Satan with her heel. The seed of Eve. So that's an unconditional prophecy. Nothing could have stopped that prophecy from coming to pass. But other prophecies are conditional. It is up to us to bring it to pass or not. What happens when I get a prophecy? Many people get a prophecy and they're like, oh great, I have this prophecy. Put it on there. Wow, you know, I'm so wonderful. Never do anything about it. If you get that prophecy, make it come to pass. The Bible says waging war with a prophetic word that has been given to you. Waging war with a prophecy prophesied over you. Are you guys with me? When I received prophecies, I had to wage war. When I was prophesied 10 years ago that I'll travel the world and nothing was happening, every church was kicking me out. I was living in my car. The only thing that I could do was sitting, and I had all my prophecies written out. I said, God, you said this, you said this, you said this, you said I will travel the world. I'm living in my car. I had to take God by his word, number one. I had to remind him of his promises. God doesn't forget. But he likes to act as if he forgets, because he wants us to remind him. He wants to see, is this person serious about their prophecy? Is this one serious about the promise that I've given him? Hold me to the promises that I've given you. Bible says, remind me of my promises. Then it goes further. It says, command ye the works of my hands. So the same thing with angels. Angels, the activity of angels come into our lives when it is initiated by us and God. When we, our certain words, we pray and confess. But it must, of course, be in line with the word of God. Are you guys with me? And in line with the word. Listen. Listen, just to give you an example. Moses, when he was on the mountain, every time Moses' hands was lifted, the battle would be won. But as soon as Moses dropped his hands, the battle would be lost. When Moses lifted his arms, the angels would get into action and begin to work. When he put his arms down, the angels would stop. Which says that God requires an interaction of man, initiation of man, to work in cooperation with this thing and get angels to work. You'll understand now as I'm going to build it up. Are you guys with me? Moses said, God, show me your glory. And the Bible says that God, he saw God face to face, and God walked past him. He was allowed to look upon his face, but not upon his back. But he said, show me your glory. Moses had to initiate it. Moses had to get into a place having a hunger and say, God, show me your glory. apart from any angelic visitation that I've had, there'd be times I'm in my prayer room, it happened yesterday, that the presence of God would be so thick, it feels like people are standing around me like this. And it feels like God is taking my heart and breaking it. I cannot even see to the end of my prayer room, which I've built at my house. I can't even see to the end of it. The Shekinah glory of God, it's real. God is waiting for an invitation. He's waiting for an appointment. He's waiting for somebody to say, I will meet you in my secret place, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I promise you, the Bible says, God lives in the secret place. He sees in the secret place, and He promotes openly whatever is being done in the secret place. Listen, listen, listen. So ask Him, ask Him, ask Him. Listen, point number two, this is, I'm just going to go quickly through this, but I want to give you principles on angelic activity. Angels, we can accelerate the activity of angels. Listen to this. Put on Daniel chapter number 9, verse number 21. Daniel 9, 21. He says, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, everybody say with me, prayer. He says, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision, the angel now, at the beginning, being caused, say with me, being caused, to fly swiftly, say with me, swiftly, reach me about the time of the evening offering. What this verse is saying, the Hebrew scholars will tell you that the word prayer and fly swiftly and being caused is connected together. Meaning, because of his prayers, it caused the angel to begin to fly faster. It caused the angel to begin to fly swifter, swiftlier to him. Are you guys with me? And even meet him by the evening offering. Many people lack an intensity of prayer, and that's why the angels are slow. Some don't even have angels reaching them. But listen, most have met angels. Most have not receiving a breakthrough, angelic activity, because they don't pray. Maybe you haven't heard this at your previous church. It's okay. If you have, God bless you. Say with me swiftly. Listen, the fastness, the quickening, the speed, the excelling in strength, Psalm 103 verse 20, of angels moving, depends upon the prayers of the saints. Are you guys with me? How is it that Peter, James, and John was in the same prison, yet James and John died? John's head was decapitated and served on a platter to Herod's daughter. James was killed in the same prison. Are you guys with me? Peter in the same prison. But what was different with Peter, the Bible says the church constantly and continually, steadfastingly prayed for him. Prayers were coming up from the church for Peter. And an angel was sent to the prison and released Peter. Listen. Released Peter where there was, the Bible says that he had two special forces, mighty men of valor, stood next to him, Peter, while he was bound in chains. Then he had two more guards at the door, and the jail door was locked. That is how they put Peter in. That's the threat that they thought the gospel could be. Imagine today, where we have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, where we have technology, the freedom to preach. They put two mighty men of valor next to Peter just so that he doesn't preach in the name of Jesus Christ. But the church began to pray. Pray with me in the spirit. Go, labroskiteke. Everybody pray. Larabaskiteke levendiaske de leberema. Labroskiteke van. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Lebandri Dios ke dele bene manema, ziri le dele badias ke dele bene barabosh ke teke venema, ziri es tanama, darabarabarama. Stir up the power of God on the inside of you. Stir up the gift of God. Pray with energy from heaven. Pray with energeo from heaven. Pray with the activities of heaven. La brusca na la varke de lebe na mara babrioske de lebe. La branda le varke de lebe na mara dieske de lebe. Le brondo le varke de lebe na mara bayaske de kede lebe na mara. Zabandre besko doko voroska na var. Everybody just raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands. Say, Holy Ghost, I surrender to you. I yield to you. I commit to myself the next 3 days to seek your face. I will not leave this place without a divine encounter. In Jesus' name, amen. We're not finished yet, just sit down. I have to give you one more one, okay? So, the speed of angelic activity depends on how we pray. Imagine if our prayer meetings are like this. Now, Mondays and Saturdays, we had quite a lot of people. We would sit some Mondays, this whole section, full year, and people praying with power, praying. And you will be amazed how that changes the atmosphere. Are you guys with me? Imagine a whole church like this praying. Imagine if we go to 2,000. You say, imagine when we go to 2,000, not if. Okay. You change the spiritual atmosphere of a city. In fact, I'm quite convinced. I don't care how big a church is. If they do not move in the spirit, they are useless. So, listen. Point number three, I want to share this with you. Just two more points, it'll be quick. Matthew 26 verse 53. Put it on for me. Matthew 26 verse 53. And you would want to know this stuff. So, or do you think that I cannot? Now Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. And he says, or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father and he will provide me? Say with me, provide. With more than 12 legions of angels. The word provide is not provide. We always used to think when we read that verse that he's saying, I can ask my Father now to send me angels, 12 legions of angels. It does not mean send. It does not mean provide. The word provide is parastimo in the Greek, paristemai in the Greek, which means to present. Are you guys with me? Just you three come up quickly on an Eckhart. Just like I'm standing here. Then Stefan, just stand down there. So Stefan is Jesus, and that is just because we had to. There's no other, you know. He's praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Bible says God will provide him with 12 legions of angels. The word provide means to present. Which means that God is saying, okay, there's your angels. Obviously, 12 legions is much more, but there's your angels. That is it. The word present does not mean to send. It means that God is saying, there's your angels. Now you can do what you want to do. Which means that now you need to command. Now you need to speak, confess, and say, and put angels to work. Not ordering them. Like they're not working for us, but they're working with us. But God says, the Bible says that he will present them to us. Then by our words, like Daniel did, by our confession, they now come into action. By our prayers, their moving becomes faster and swifter. Are you guys with me? Daniel had to pray, and he was fasting 21 days. The angel Gabriel was stopped by the prince of Persia. But Michael, the archangel, went and helped out Gabriel, that Gabriel could get quicker to Daniel, because Daniel prayed and fasted. His prayer and his fasting caused a swifter action, a faster action to take place on the angelic activity. This is all covenant. It's much, much more in the new covenant. Are you guys with me? So when he says, I will provide you with angels, God is saying, listen, I will provide every single one of you with angels. But there they are. It now depends on your prayer, on your confession, in line with the word of God, in line with the will of God on your life. Your prayers, the words you speak. Do you speak evil words? Do you speak words of life? Do you believe? Do you speak with faith? By that, they are given power and strength to excel in whatever work they need to do. Okay. So that's what it means. I will present to you angels. Listen, Elisha and his servant, they were standing and there was a great army coming in Elisha. And Elisha's servant says, look, what are we going to do with this army around us? And he said, and Elisha asked God to open up his eyes. And Elisha's servant's eyes was opened and he saw chariots of fire and the armies of the Lord all around, not fighting, standing still, waiting for Elisha's command. Are you guys with me? That is why many of us, we are stuck in a situation. We don't get into a place of confession, getting our words right. Mark chapter number 11, verse number 23. Whosoever says to this mountain shall have whatever he says. Not praise, not for says. Our words are important. One last thing, let me close with this. Put on for me Luke chapter number 1, verse 11. Luke chapter number 1, verse 11. I know we're a bit over time. We're very sorry, but it's a conference. Amen. And then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Next verse. Is that okay? And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. Next verse. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. Go through to the next verse. Go through to verse 18. So the angel came to Zacharias and said, you're going to have a son. Don't say it. And Zacharias said to the angel, how shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years. Next verse. And the angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and was sent to speak to you and bring to you these glad tidings. Next verse. But behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time. You can stop there. What he was saying, he said, listen here, this man, Zechariah, was complaining, having doubt. And the angel said, listen, I will strike you with muteness and you will not speak until this promise comes to fulfillment. The angel knew that if he did not do that, Zechariah would just speak doubt, unbelief, negativity, and it would affect the birth of John the Baptist. And the angel said, no, I have to intervene in a certain way with this thing and strike him with muteness so that the promise of God can come to pass. Angels, listen, angels will bring deliverance. Angels will deal with mighty, when those mighty men were placed next to Peter, the Bible says they were mighty men of valor, bounding him in chains. Angel came, struck them down. Listen here, when you have an angelic visitation, you'll have deliverance. Number two, you will have mighty of your enemies that are mighty will be struck down. Are you guys with me? Angels will give you direction. Angels are made up of light particles and you will receive light. The more light you have in you, the more you draw angels. The Bible says that light comes by the opening of the Word of God, by the entrance of His Word. When we preach the Word in revelation, in speaking revelation, not rhema, not logos, light is put inside of us and you attract more angels. Angels protect. Angels ministers all your needs to you. Everybody stand for me to their feet. So that was just laying a foundation for where we're going. Let's just raise our hands, raise our hands. Father, let every person leave this place with an anointing upon them, with knowledge and a revelation of angels, the angelic activity, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Knowing we're not here to worship angels, but we're here to acknowledge the most powerful work they have in the Word and in our lives. Let angelic activity go forth in our business. Let angelic activity go forth in our finances. Let it go forth in our health, our family, our friends, people that want to buy houses, buy cars. Let your angels begin to go forth and minister their needs to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, give him a praise offering, church.